G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to, for 5 years now, your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, The Workers Podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out on the past weekend and enjoyed local pro wrestling. I had an absolute chockers weekend, to be perfectly honest with you. I was lucky enough to be in Adelaide. If you listened to the last episode of WRA, I was in Adelaide for the week, visiting family and also visiting my wrestling family in Riot City, and was lucky enough to go along to Reanimated. On a Friday night, and that was at HQ. What an event! What a venue! That was an amazing show, just from a production standpoint, let alone what happened in the ring. I would put that production wise up there with anything I've seen in like a WWE house show or say the NXT. It had that feeling. It had a very like NXT takeover feeling with the production and the entrances and just the entrances for the parade, for the main event, with the DJ playing them in and the whole pyro and the lighting and the screens everywhere. It was an amazing production, and hats off to all the boys and girls at Riot City Wrestling for doing that. And also, thank you very much for having me along and looking after me. That was it was really good, and it was really, really good to see all of my old friends and catch up with some buddies and do some stuff backstage and then help out a little bit here and there. But that is over. And then I had to wing away on a jet, Tiger Airways. I can't believe it. Tiger Airways actually done me right. For all the horror stories I've heard, I can't say anything better about Tiger. They were great. Had a whole row to myself, legs up, watching some TV. Good times for Toddy. Made it back to Queensland in time for the Purge at the Zoo, and that was a great crowd there too for that show. Lined up around the corner, which was awesome to see for the Zoo and for Grindhouse, because it is a sort of a relaunch really for the product in AWA for those 18 over shows. And the crowd really did seem to enjoy and packed. I think it was over 200 people packed into the Zoo for that one. So it was a really good show. My client, Jake Nova, had a match against Rufio, which was really entertaining. And the crowd actually cheered us for once, which was quite shocking. But no, had a really good time, and a brutal, brutal hardcore Purge Rumble in the end. Tim Cade winning that one, of course. So we will meet him down the line. Interesting to see coming up in AWA. But enough of that, because let's move on to who I have this week. Because I was in Riot City, as in Adelaide, which is Riot City, I guess, I made sure I caught up with the two of the guys that actually main evented Reanimated, and that is the RCW champions, or tag team champions, the Pareja, Gabriel Eros and Eli Thesis. Great young guys, future of wrestling here in this country. Just looking at their look, I want them to be booked everywhere. I want them to get out. I want them to. I want to see them on an MCW card. I want to see them on a Nui Pro card. I want to see them on a PWA card. They are one of, if not the best up-and-coming tag teams in this country today. And we sat down and talked all manner of things, and that is right here on Wrestle Radio Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I am here with the still reigning RCW Tag Team Champions, the Pareja.
Still. What's going on, brother?
How are you, boys? Eli Thesis?
In a lot of pain.
Gabriel Harris, how are we? I've talked to you before.
You talked to me before.
Have not talked to you, sir.
Nah, brother. Nah, I've got to break my back, spinal, maybe a vertebrae. Nah, I don't know.
I broke my back. It's spinal.
Spine,
man. Spinal, bro. Spinal. But nah, man, like, with that sort of match, I guess you expect pull up pretty sore. Yeah. Versing guys of that sort of caliber, the Armstrongs.
That was a hell of a battle, and we are feeling the effects, but we are still your tag team champions.
How's it like at this place? Because you guys really get lucky.
Like, yeah, you're not coming out in the little small halls. You get to come out here at, like, HQ. Full fucking, like,
it's too good to be
screens. Yeah. You've got a DJ. Absolutely. What's that? How does that feel like? That's got to feel like almost like you're coming out to WrestleMania. And it's every time.
That's what I mean. Like, it's incredible.
And we milk it big time.
Yeah.
But, like, it's incredible. Like, without sounding silly, like, we put a lot of effort into that entrance. Like, we had, like, a big entrance. But, like, the time we put into it, as in, like, we paid for a DJ. We got the entrance done, the custom-made entrance. He DJed it for us. Mm-hmm. The sparks, everything we had, like, it wasn't just we rocked up and came out to it. Like, we put a lot of work going into it.
Gabriel, but, like, Gabriel comes to this club every second week, so, like,
so I set it up, man. You know what I mean? I'm must here every weekend, bro. So I want to make it special when I'm the star, you know.
Yeah.
I was legit, like, sitting upstairs watching you guys. I'm like, if they're fucking smart, they're going to go through the crowd. And you both went, started going through the crowd. I'm like,
always.
Good, very cool.
Hey, I know this place on the back of my hand, man. Got to dance all through it.
And, like, we had, like, every, like, creamer in Adelaide come and watch us tonight. So we had to get around them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just always, like, we are so humbled to have so much support.
Yeah.
And, like, moving from, you know, Wayville to being in the heart of Adelaide, in this amazing facility, and still having so, like, we're drawing newer fans, and we're still having, like, our usual fan base just come along and just cheer us on. It's just the most amazing thing.
Yeah, so, because it's been two years, I think, since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of the regulars that I noticed, so there is a whole new crop of newer fans coming away. Yeah, yeah, shit, yeah.
I think that's a big,
It was fun, because I'm walking through, and, like, you can see some of the old regulars going,
I know you.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing, I think, is a big credit to the people who put the work in for us. You're like the Bassos, like Chris and Matt Basso. Like, where we've moved from the Latvian and from the small halls to this venue because of, like, the grind that those guys put in and the work they put in. Like, we just come out and do the job. Like, these guys are the ones behind the scenes.
They work tirelessly, 24/7.
This is their business, and they've got families as well. Yeah. And I mean, it's incredible. Like, it's credit to them. Like, we wouldn't be who we are without these guys.
And to give us young guys the opportunity to go out there and be in the main event tonight of their first show of the year in this amazing venue is just, like, it's an honour for us.
It's a privilege.
We just give 110% to knock it out of the park every
year. We may seem like grogs that come out swearing, being idiots, you know, being these greasy walks, but honestly, like, we have to say, like, we honestly appreciate it more than people realise the opportunity that we've been given.
Right.
I think more than anything, it just shows that, like, if you put in the hard work, you're going to get the reward. You hear so many stories about guys going, oh, well, they're not treating me right. They're not doing, because obviously you're not doing something. You're not working hard enough. Or if you're not working, you know, it's just what you're doing isn't quite right.
Mm.
Whereas obviously you're doing what's right, and it's paying off for you too.
We know we like, as much as we feel like we connect with the people almost better than anyone else here, like, we do put in the hard yards. Like, we commit we dedicate everything we do to revolve around wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And it pays off on nights like these. So it's a grind, and it's hard, and it hurts, and it's a lot to invest, but we love every minute of it. Yeah, 100%. So it's great.
Well, you've traveled to Lansdowne. Yeah, and trained there.
I forked out every penny I had to just go over there, and I, you know, sacrificed time with my family and my girlfriend and my friends and even with Rice City to go over there and hone my craft and become the best version of myself I could possibly be and build a really solid foundation of fundamentals. And I feel like I did that. Yeah. And then we've just been able to skyrocket in 2018, and then kicking off 2019 with that.
Yeah.
This is hopefully going to be an even bigger year. Yeah. So.
And you, Gabriel, with just your body now, you've really put on some good size. I think that's what a lot we're working with Cree.
Yeah, it? Like, Cree, me and Chris Basso, like, we're gym partners. So, like, we're in there every night, and, like, it's late nights, like, because of our schedules and work and uni and families and everything. Like, we usually get to the gym at 9:30 every night. Usually get into bed at 12:30. Lying in bed with my eyes wide open, pre-workout still hitting me. Like, it's a pain, but, like, that's what you got to do. That's like. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make time. There's no excuse for, like, I don't have the time. It's all about finding the time.
Yeah, and it's not only that. It's like it's the fact that you guys, like, you're in the gym and you're working on your bodies, but you're also in the training gym.
Yeah,
working constantly in wrestling. Yeah, and that's I think gets missed a lot by guys. A lot of guys will go, "Well, I've got this. I'm shredded. I'm fucking jacked." I'm like, "Yeah, but you don't. I never see you train wrestling."
Right. Yeah,
and this is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, you guys are wrestlers.
It's a really hard balance, like I have to admit. Like, it's all right, guys that are bodybuilders, all they have to worry about is going to the gym. And that's not taking anything away from them. Of course, these guys are huge, they put in the work. But like, we're going to look like bodybuilders, and we've got to be wrestlers. And we have to be athletic, and we have to be fit, and it's just a lot
and
going
safe,
in.
Like, and
everyone would understand that every wrestler's going through the same thing. Like, so
and go out there and somehow find a way to emotionally connect with every single person that's in the building.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part.
Oh, shit.
So you do all of this, you do all of this stuff, and you might have it all, and then you can get out there and no one will give a shit about you.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part.
It doesn't guarantee that.
Yeah, it doesn't guarantee anything.
Lucky for us, we were able to find very early on how to connect.
It's because we're just ourselves. I'm just a wog from the Western suburbs. He goes out and acts like a wog from the Western suburbs. Like, and people love it some reason.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You need to have that thing where, like, if you've got a gimmick that you're comfortable in that gimmick, and that feels like an extension. I know that everyone talks about, oh, my gimmick is just myself turned up to 10, blah, blah, blah. But if it's, you're just saying that and you're not feeling it...
I'm not even turned up. It's just me.
and the funny thing is, one of the biggest parts of his personality is that he loves hardstyle music and he loves coming to HQ, like when it's just a normal nightclub.
Yeah.
And then here we are, running around out there, going crazy in HQ, performing. It's literally just like... It's
me,
just,
man.
It's just us. Yeah,
it's crazy.
So you worked the eye pay-per-view last year.
Another incredible opportunity.
In my opinion, and it's just my opinion, take it for what you were, that was for me pretty much one of the best matches on the card.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that.
Because you did a lot, but a lot of the guys didn't do in that. You told a story.
Yeah, for sure.
And especially even tonight, you told a story when you did your stuff. There was a legitimate... I don't know if you'd cut a heat short, if you cut anything short or anything, because you heard the crowd, but there were legitimate hot tags.
Yeah.
And you don't, a lot of the times you don't hear that, because you hear these, hear the heels just going, I need to get all of my shit in.
Yeah.
And they end up burning a crowd out, but you guys seem to time that.
That's a credit to the Armstrongs, because those guys are, they're gronks, put them in their place, but they are the most professionals, man.
They've got their heads screwed on properly.
They're incredible. Like, that's credit to them. Like, they're honestly amazing at what they do.
Ridiculous.
And they look the part. They've got it all.
Nick is ridiculous. Like, he was like my biggest inspiration to go to Landstorms in the first place.
Yeah.
And like, I can just, like, I feel like we're on the same wavelength, but he's just that little bit ahead because he's had more time to apply it.
Do you know, there's something, and I told Nick, there's something that Nick does that I noticed that a lot of the young guys, well, here tonight at least, that I noticed that they need to do is that he works between the moves.
Yeah, right. That's a big thing.
Like, he gives you time to, like, a lot of the time when he was putting the heat on you, he was, hi, Sean.
Oh, I'm interrupting the podcast.
You're all right, mate.
Hello, WrestleRadio Australia. This is Sean Fuster saying goodbye.
Putting himself over.
Goodbye, everybody.
You're going to get edited out of this, Sean.
Goodbye. No,
make sure to listen to the HSP and the exclusive.
Oh, hey,
turn it up.
No one read the newspaper. It's lies.
Who reads a newspaper anymore?
There's a newspaper?
Yeah. See you, mate.
See you guys.
Say bye to Justine for me, will you?
Bye to Justine for you.
Oh, shit.
No,
where was I? Nick,
the bits in between, yeah.
He works a crowd in between. Like, he gives you a chance to, like, when he was putting heat on you, he gave you a chance to sell the heat. And even a chance to maybe catch your breath if you're out.
Yeah.
Just by doing little things, like he'll hit the move and then you sit there and look at the crowd and then soak that up.
He's an asshole, yeah.
That's the one thing I noticed though, that a lot of matches, and that's not just here, it's everywhere, they don't do.
Nah.
Especially young guys, because I think young guys, I don't know if this, what the category you guys fall into, but a lot of young guys are thinking, oh shit, I've got this spot coming up, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. And you forget to go, oh hang on, I've got to fucking...
Yeah. So worried about what's happening next, that you're not worried about what's happening in the moment.
It takes time to be able to, like, they think 10 steps ahead, so they
how much of that is a battle for you guys, to remember to, like, reach out to that crowd?
It's gotten, for me it got a lot easier when I went and trained over in Canada, because he's just like, slow down, and just like, that's just literally all he says. And you do after a while, you realize, just to slow down, take it in, and just like, and then when you try to apply it out here, it makes a lot more sense. At first, it's daunting because the crowd seem like they're quiet. And you're like, oh no, I'm not doing anything, and they're quiet and they're losing interest, or I better quickly do something.
Yeah.
But it's really not the case at all. So once
there's a difference between being like, I noticed in some of the matches tonight, there's a difference between a crowd being quiet and than a crowd not being interested.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I found here tonight at least, because this is the, like, I'll be honest with you, this is the first time I've actually got to sit down and watch a show.
That's right.
Because I'm always doing a thousand things at once. So I got to sit down and actually watch a show. Mm-hmm. And the difference is, like, if a crowd is dead quiet, sometimes it's because they're locked in.
Invested. Yeah.
But if there's like a murmur through the crowd, it's because they're just talking amongst themselves.
They're bored, they've had enough.
Yeah. You guys didn't have that. You had the crowd where they were just quiet and watching the show. How much is that like how much do you worry about that? Or is that something that you're ready to go and you're like, they're coming with this? Or is it something that, it could cause panic, I guess, if you're not.
I'll tell you, right? So in a tag match, you're lucky because you've got one guy on the outside and you've got one guy on the inside. So if the guy on the outside's got less to focus on. So if he feels like we might be losing him here a little bit, he can then do something to try and bring it back in.
Yeah.
But it's also the people in control's responsibility to keep them along for the ride.
Yeah.
So it's a 50-50 effort there between both teams. And I think we've got a really good dynamic where he's very good at getting sympathy. And his facial expressions, they're always along for the ride. So we got there after a lot of work, but I think especially tonight it really showed. So
it takes time. Like, from, I remember our first match when I was taking the heat, I was like literally panicking the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then no one's behind you because like you're not making facial expressions. You're not selling properly. You're not fighting back when you have to because you can't hit the crowd. All you hear is nothing. But like it's just a matter of progressing. Like working together. Like, we'll look at each other in the eyes during the match, and like my look will tell him 1,000 things, and his look will tell me 1,000 things.
Yeah.
My look to him might be like, "You got to do this," and he'll do it. Yeah. To me, be like, "Put your face up, do it up." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially because we're best mates as well, it helps. You know, just we have that chemistry. Yeah. It's not like I'm tagging with Joe Blow, where we're sort of just me and Elijah are best mates in real life, so that really helps. That just, I think, shows, and that's why people connect with us out there.
Yeah. So you've done OIA, you've done. How was the PCW?
Really good, man. We had a really good run. Like, we went over there.
So I was going to say, how did you go, like, coming out to that? Because the crowd wouldn't have grown up with you the way that you has. How
it
was that?
The first match we had there. They were
crickets.
Yeah.
But, like, it was really cool to see. We came out to crickets, and then
by the end,
they were going nuts.
They're standing up, muzzing us at the end. We're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it was a really cool progression. Then we won the belts in our second show there. And we're just like, oh my God, this is incredible. Like, what an opportunity.
It was exactly what they wanted. The crowd was so confused. They were like, some of them were cheering, some of them were booing. And it was like such like a little, it was a weird little reaction there. And then we carried them over to IA in Melbourne and defended them against the Philippe Rose.
Who were incredible as well.
I was going to say, what was it like to work those?
We worked them here like early on.
They've got the New Japan, they're doing
Those guys are amazing. They're amazing. Really good blokes as well.
We love them so much. We just have so much fun with them.
And then we got to defend the belts in Geelong. It's really fun to see, like, that's sort of like a country town and three real thick ethnic boys come in and we're just being us, and like they hated us. It was so much fun.
Yeah, we dropped the belts.
Did you walk in there knowing you were going to be healed?
They said like sort of feel it, and we'll just turn it up and see how they react, and they reacted exactly how we thought. They hated us because there was no ethnics in the crowd at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll beat these wogs up, man. Pack these guys up.
We love racist crowds when we're healing it up.
It's fun.
It's so good. It's not good, but it's
racism isn't good, like.
Nah. We don't condone racism, but like, it's kind of fun to work off of, if you catch my drift.
Yeah. I was talking about you tonight to Dan Leonard about it, and I like, because he's like, there's so many guys that are like Greek or Italian and in Melbourne. And
Melbourne has a second-class population of Greece.
But they don't play up to that, whereas you guys play up to it, but not in that full-on stereotypical I'm making fun of it way.
Nah.
You just be it.
And people know what we are as soon as we walk out.
Oh shit, yeah.
Which we come out and Adidas trackies as gear.
Yeah, I know. Stripes. Don't tell Adidas that we're not stripes.
So we can sponsor us if you want, Adidas.
Sponsor us, come on.
Probably about 1 mil, I reckon, we'll earn from you. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Now we are waiting and just like so ready to sink our teeth into like, you know, a Sydney crowd.
Yeah.
Or like a more inner city crowd in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Because I Melbourne, like you said before, has the second biggest population of Greeks after Athens.
Literally, in the whole world.
In the whole world, which is ridiculous. There's so many Greeks in...
But we have people in Adelaide throwing us Greek flags in the ring. Imagine Melbourne.
Imagine Melbourne, yeah, it'd be crazy. So, like, PCW was sick, but, like, it's kind of on the outskirts, all the way in Ferntree Gully. In Seek. So,
sick venue, though.
Incredible. Sick venue, and, like, great.
Yeah, it looks like custom built.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. The guys running it are top-notch as well.
It looks like the... Full Sail University, where they
That's what it feels like
when you're out there. It's just like the tiered seating on all the sides and a nice stage there.
That's what this reminded me of.
This is like
the production side of anyway. Like, I was so blown away because, like, I've seen it on the videos and I've seen it on YouTube and all that. But to actually see it live, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
How sick was the pyro?
Yeah, us Greeks, we had
coming out to pyro.
I'm confused that came out the pyro.
Dude,
what the fuck?
They didn't even have pyro at the Royal Rumble, man. Yeah. And we got pyro.
Us Greeks, man, got pyro coming out.
That's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what are your plans for 2019? I heard a rumor you might be going away to train.
Possibly. It's just like, I finished university this year, and then I'm thinking just to pack up and at some point just go somewhere.
You have to do it.
There's no cement plans yet, but I have a few ideas in mind and a few contacts, which would be really good. But I think with us though, I think it's just we just really want to honestly just try to get booked as much as we can everywhere. Like, we just want to work everywhere.
Yeah, we want to go back to Melbourne. We want to go to Sydney.
Well, you know, I've told you ages ago, anytime you guys want to come up, I'll fly somewhere for you. It wouldn't be hard for me to find you guys anything.
Yeah, really. Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
We appreciate that. And we've got a booking with Iron Fist Pro coming up soon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So we'll be going up against the Velocities from PWA in Newcastle.
Beautiful.
And the Street Gang Hooligans from...
It's a triple threat test. So it's like three.
That's always good too, because then you'll work these guys and these guys will go back to PWI.
That's the hope. And we would love to even go over to Perth as well. It's a long trip, but like, we just, like, Perth would be so cool. EPW just looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we just want to wrestle everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's obviously...
Even not like EPW, like Schwa and AAW now have really lifted their...
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
...their games as well. So even if you can get in, it doesn't matter. Like, even if you can get a new crowd, it's great.
Experience is what we want, and just to spread our brand around Australia and hopefully entertain people. So yeah.
All right. Awesome having you on. Thank you, it's a quick one because it is late.
That's cool. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
That's solid. Killed your bodies tonight.
Yeah, literally, man.
Do you want to give out your social medias or where everyone can get in touch with you guys?
I'm at Gabriel Eros on Instagram and on Facebook.
And I'm at Eli Theseus on Instagram.
Spell your fucking last name because I get in trouble.
Spell my name right. Okay, so T-H-E-S-E-U-S Theseus.
Just quietly, I used to do a lot of the match announcements for RCW and I never spelt his name right. He used to get so shitty at me.
I cracked it one day.
I think our first show, remember, they spelt both our names wrong.
Yeah.
Eros, A-E-R.
And then I cracked it back at you and you're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got so mad and I got in trouble for piping up about it, so...
Yeah, I just got mad. It was like, motherfucker.
Who is this guy? Shut up.
No, it wasn't that. It's like, I think I'd worked the 60-hour week that day. Yeah. And I'm like, last thing I fucking knew.
Sorry, we all have full-time jobs.
Got roasted, man.
And then I got screamed at in the office.
Really?
Yeah, I had a big job. That was funny, though.
Well, thanks so much, man.
Thank you, boys.
Follow us on Instagram. Also, at the Barea.
Underscore.
Follow us on Instagram.
Just follow us on everything.
Follow us everywhere.
You know how funny our shit is?
We're hilarious.
You know how funny we are?
And come to an RCW show as well if you've never been to one.
Definitely. Thank you, boys.
Thanks, brother.
People say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
It's now time to find out where the action is this weekend. And in Victoria, Saturday night, PCW have their Ignition shows at the Southeastern Entertainment Centre in Ferntree Gully. Tickets for that one at pcw.com.au. Great venue, the Southeastern Entertainment Centre. Perfect for wrestling. Actually, I think it's custom made pretty much for wrestling. So get along to that one. pcw.com.au in Ferntree Gully. In Saturday night in New South Wales, IWA Suplex on the Sand 3 at the DYRSL. Packed card with guys like Jackson Kelly, Chris Abbott, Loverboy Lockie Hendricks, the Brat Pack, Matty Wahlberg, the Style Boys, all scheduled to appear. Tickets for that one are at the letters dyrsl.com.au/tickets. That is dyrsl.com.au/tickets. Packed card. Really, really good product. Get out there and support that if you're in DY. I have no idea where DY is in New South Wales, so there you go. But if you're there, go and see them, for Christ's sakes. Saturday night in Western Australia, Schwa have Stand Proud, where Craven defends the Schwa title in an open challenge. So who will be defending against? You have to get along to find out. That is at the Don Russell Performing Arts Centre in Thornley, Western Australia. Tickets for that one are at shwawrestling.com.au. Get along and support that if you're in WA. Schwa really doing great things over there too. And to finish up in Queensland this Friday night, I'll make sure you hear that again, Friday night, because there's not a lot of Friday cards that happen in Queensland. So Friday. UPW have their invasion card at the Shed in Aussie World on the Sunshine Coast, where EC Diamond defends his UPW title against Slade Mercer. EC Diamond, if you haven't heard of him, is one of the most promising young guys to come out of Queensland. Sky's the limit for this dude, just watching him work, and from watching his maturation over the last 2 or 3 years, is going to be something really good if he puts his mind to it, and it looks really like he has the drive and the want to be that good. So get out there and see him if you're in the Sunshine Coast. If you're in Queensland, you can get to the show on the Friday night. Do that. Defends the title against Slade Mercer. Also on the card, 13, Ricky Rembrandt, Jamie Luxford, Muhammad Ali Vaez, Jesse Love, Adonis, the Stockman, and many more. Tickets for that one are at stickytickets.com.au. Once again, get out there and support that in Queensland this Friday night. Any promotions that want their show mentioned on here, where the action is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com, and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention it because I'm a shill for myself. And that is where the action is this weekend. Once again, big thanks to my guest, The Pereja. Go and support him. Go and find him out. Message your local wrestling promotion and tell them you want to see them on a card. If you can't, hit up YouTube, Riot City Wrestling, and see some of their matches, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Great, great up-and-coming young tag team. One of the best up-and-coming young tag teams in this country today. If you haven't already, though, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts from for free. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears. Share the show and spread the word about professional wrestling in this country. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia, and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. Also, we are on Instagram at Wrestle Radio AU as well. Don't forget, we have the Redbubble shirts on redbubble.com, WRA shirts. If you do buy any of those, the profits for those, or shirts, or caps, or not caps, mugs, or whatever the hell that Redbubble you can get for, you can get a myriad of things on Redbubble with the Wrestle Radio Australia design on. Any of them that you buy, the profits for those go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that I'm really, really behind, and also, well, I'll say we, because I guess Wrestle Radio Australia is all of us. So something that we really believe in, and that is helping men's health and helping men talk about issues. And that is what we're right behind here. Of course, earlier last year, we did a show all about that, Wrestling With Your Demons. Catch that in the archives if you find it. Really, really interesting podcast. Not your normal wrestling podcast, but very, very important and very, very educational to see that it happens to everybody, and guys that you wouldn't think suffer from certain things like depression and anxiety and all that. That is, and they were very brave to go on the show and talk about that. So once again, I'll thank them again, even though I've done it 1,000 times. Thank you, boys, for coming on and talking about that. But do catch it in the archives if you do want an interesting listen, because that was an interesting listen. To send us home, Promo Land. And this week it is Ricky South, who was just been announced, was announced a little while ago, will be going to Chikara. So go and check him out in Chikara. But this, before he does that, he has PWA Black Label coming up against Unsocial Jordan. And here is the promo leading up to that. And we will see you next week right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. Go out and support local pro wrestling, guys.
Weighing in at 101 kilos. From Oxford Street, Sydney. He's everybody's favourite boyfriend. He is your daddy's daddy. He is tough stuff, Ricky South. Diego said those words best at his last PWA show.
Thinking I'll call you out on the side.
And at that show, I decided to treat everyone there with a little bit of a gift. Until SMS and Unsocial Jordan came out and blue balls everyone.
It's the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in PWA.
Jordan thinks that he can oppress me. He wants me to shun my colors. Jordan, I am a man who likes a bit of fun and games, but what you did is unforgivable. You hit Diego. I cannot let that action stand. I cannot let that action go unpunished. Jordan, the real Lariat, wants you in SMS. February 22nd, there is no hiding from the Lariat, Jordan. I am out for blood. I am out for vengeance. And I will do Diego proud. If you think I was unbearable before, just wait, Jordan. Because I have revenge.